I want to take a second to remind you to sign up for the Poso Daily Brief. It is completely free. It'll be one email that's sent to you every day. You can stop the endless scrolling, trying to find out what's going on in your world. We will have this delivered directly to you, totally for free. Go to humanevents.com/Poso. Sign up today. It's called the Poso Daily Brief. Read what I read for show prep. You will not regret it. Humanevents.com/Poso. Totally free. The Poso Daily Brief.
What happens when the fourth turning meets fifth generation warfare?
A commentator, international social media sensation, and former Navy intelligence veteran.
This is Human Events with your host, Jack Posobiec.
Deliver us from
a dangerous
evil.
Situation in Haiti, where the government has declared a state of emergency after an explosion of violence, including two major prison breaks. Armed gunmen attacked the country's biggest prison over the weekend, allowing some of Haiti's most notorious gang leaders to escape.
Weekend protests taking over the streets of San Francisco, one for Israel and the Jewish community, and the other a pro-Palestine demonstration calling for a ceasefire in Gaza.
Your enemy is not the Palestinian people. It is white Christian European people who have been slaughtering Jews for the last 2,000 years.
German foreign minister accused Russian President Vladimir Putin of trying to sow disunity with the wiretap leak of a confidential German army discussion on the Ukraine-Russia war. A 38-minute recording of the talks was posted on Russian social media, with participants discussing the possible use of German-made Taurus missiles and the potential impact in the ongoing war.
This Justice Department is deeply committed to racial justice and racial equity and ensuring that we have environmental justice for vulnerable communities.
This morning, the Supreme Court is likely to decide if Colorado and other states can disqualify Donald Trump as a presidential candidate.
We've learned that it was a 9-0 decision ruling that Donald Trump can be on the ballot in Colorado and other states.
Unfortunately for America, the court isn't necessarily wrong that this is the way the framers wanted it to be.
The Republican frontrunner is now permitted to run for president, not only in Colorado, but across all 50 states. The Colorado case was the one that was in front of them right now, but other states had tried to ban him from the ballot, including Maine and Illinois. With the court doing this right now, those essentially will also be wiped away.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard today's edition of Human Events Daily, live from Washington, D.C. Today is March 4th, 2024, Anno Domini. And all I gotta say, folks, is I say you say nanimous. I say you say nanimous. Colorado messed up so bad, they have ruined Blue Anon operations in all the other 49 states to get Trump off the ballot. What can I say, folks? Favorite number 9, favorite letter O. We have a message, though, from Jenna Griswold, the esteemed Secretary of State of Colorado. Guys, can we go to Jenna right now to get her reaction to this news?
My larger reaction is disappointment. I do believe that states should be able, under our Constitution, to bar oath-breaking insurrectionists. And ultimately, this decision leaves open the door for Congress to act to pass authorizing legislation. But we know that Congress is a nearly non-functioning body. So ultimately, it will be up to the American voters to save our democracy in November.
Jenna is very, very disappointed. Very disappointed that that naughty, naughty Supreme Court wouldn't go with it. This is the most like girl boss energy, childless, aging millennial type. And that's not mean, by the way. That's descriptive. That's not, we're still in Lent. Okay, we're still in Lent, but I gotta call it like I see it. This is the childless, aging millennial liberal female version of trying to solve the case or trying to win by like taking Donald Trump to the dean's. I'm going to report you to the dean's office. And I've decided I'm going to work on a piece about this for humanevents.com later in the week, because we need to understand the pathology that we're dealing with here. This is a pathology. Taylor Lorenz, you know, is certainly part of this as well, where we must understand where this comes from. We have to understand how this is trying to dominate media. We have to try to understand how these people are trying to dominate our entire life. Tomorrow is Super Tuesday. All of the people that freaked out about my CPAC speech about democracy, all the liberals who freaked out about that are now freaking out that tomorrow on Super Tuesday, that people of the United States, U.S. citizens, will be allowed to vote for a candidate that they like who's appearing on the ballot in all the Super Tuesday states. So put that together for me. All to be a Bill Maher is talking about me up on Friday night. Jack Pro Sobic. It's weird. You get the end of my name right, but then you add this like phantom R to my name. There's no R. There's no R, Bill. There's no R. It's not there. Maybe if you would spend a little bit more time learning to read, or maybe just watching the clip of what it was that was going on, you might actually understand more what's happening in our world today. All around you, Bill. To the Bills, to the Jennas, to everyone else out there, I say you have to listen to Human Events every day or you're going to get humiliated in front of the Supreme Court. What can I say? I haven't seen Democrats immolate like this in at least 7 days. Mike Lindell joins us next. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the best ways that you can support us here at Human Events and the work that we do is subscribing to us on our Rumble channel. Make sure you're subscribed. You hit the notifications so you'll never miss a clip. You'll never miss a new live episode, and we're putting them out every single day of the week.
I grew up in the hood. I rolled with Bloods, and them boys had a saying. You can't be listening to all that slappy whack, trimatazole, it's a bam ship, nippy bam bam, like Human Events with Jack Posobiec.
All right, Jack Posobiec back here live, Human Events Daily, Washington, D.C. I want to tell you all about today's sponsor, Allegiance Gold, for this episode. If you're part of the Human Events Daily audience, you know exactly what's going on with the U.S. dollar. And Putin himself said it during that Tucker Carlson interview, seen it over 100 times. We are printing too much money, and the weaponization of the dollar was a mistake. Consequences of this overprinting could be catastrophic for you and your family's future, with 401k accounts losing 25% of their value the past 2 to 3 years. Why would you continue to risk your personal savings? Don't gamble with your financial future. Invest in the one thing that's been proven stable for centuries, gold, from the company that I trust, Allegiance Gold. You won't be disappointed. I know them. I've spent time with Mark and Michael. Their relationships are based on integrity, expertise, and impeccable service. That's why they've earned the highest trust rating in the precious metals industry. Go to protectwithposo.com today. Call 844-577-POSO. $5,000 in free silver worth of qualifying purchase. Don't be fooled by the inflated stock values or the promise that the economy is stable. Protect your financial future today. Protectwithgold.com. Protectwithgold.com. 844-577-POSO. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Mike Lindell joining us here today. Mike, if there's anybody who's happier that Jenna Griswold just had this happen to her in front of the entire country at the Supreme Court, if anyone's happier than me, it's got to be Mike Lindell. Mike, tell us all about Jenna Griswold and what today means for her.
Well, I have been fighting this woman for about 3 years now. She, she's the one, by the way, as Secretaries of State go, she's tied with Brad Raffensperger for the worst two in the country. I call them the worst traitors, the stuff they've done against our country. But Jenna Griswold, when we first went into Colorado and got the Mesa County image in the Tina Peters case, which shows all the dominion, everything that was done there, it shows a before and after. Jenna Griswold did something called the trusted build. She deleted all of Colorado's 2020 election, which was illegal. In Colorado, you have to hold them for like 26 months. Federally, you have to hold them for 22 months. This woman is one of the most evil people that's ever walked the planet. I'm not kidding. She has fought myself. Remember when the FBI took my phone, everybody?
Of course, that's the
woman behind it, right there. She is horrible. She is against our country. She puts this case up. What a beautiful thing that even the Supreme Court, 9-0. Sorry, Jenna, we're back to reality now. We're back to common sense, not your evil. This is, when you talk about this being a spiritual battle of biblical proportions, what we're in right now, she's at the tip of the spear.
I mean, we've seen this attempt from her to go after patriots, these attempts for her to strip our president from the ballot, which, by the way, nobody's asking. And Mike, as much of a supporter of President Trump's as you have been, correct me if I'm wrong, you've never said that anybody should try to help him in these elections. You've only said you want us to be able to have secure elections so people That's could right. go, like they're going tomorrow, to vote and to make sure that their vote counts. That's the only thing you want. Am I right or not?
That's exactly right. You know, back in 2021, everybody, in the spring of 21, I even went on Jimmy Kimmel. And Jimmy said, Mike, you know, if this had happened to your good friend Donald Trump, if he was selected instead of the other way around, would you still be fighting and sounding the alarm like you are now? And I said, absolutely, I would. Jack, this when I came up with the plan in August, this last August, to secure our elections, which, by the way, everybody, it's working great. But the attack on MyPillow and myself has went up tenfold. This is what it's been all about. This isn't about overturning the 2020 election anymore. Back then, maybe it was, because everybody, look, I mean, Donald Trump is obviously, they don't want him in at all costs. But I need, what we need in this country is paper ballots, hand counted. We need to get to elections that people trust and elections that, I have no problem who's elected as long as they're elected and not selected. And what Jenna Griswold did in Colorado, she has had weaponized the FBI. They bashed people's doors down, innocent people, tore their daughters down the steps of many people there. I mean, the stuff that she's done against our country, against Colorado, is disgusting. She should be put in prison. When I've said melt down the machines and turn them into prison bars, Jenna Griswold should be right there with Brad Raffensperger side by side behind those bars. She is, I mean, the money behind her, the evil money and everything else that she's done, there's so much corruption and the cover-up. She was part of the biggest cover-up of the biggest crime in history. And when it started with Colorado, that trusted bill, then they went from there to Wisconsin. You guys, they deleted the 2020 election. I mean, the crime she's committed is unbelievable. Then what she's done against Tina Peters and the whole group, and we put, by the way, everybody, if you want to see the image, if you want to see what's inside the computer or the machines, go to frankspeech.com, put in inside the machines. I put the whole image up there, Jack, a year and a half ago, and the media won't even tell people about it. My lawyers are going, Mike, you could maybe go to jail. You know, I said, I don't care. I've been there before. The world needs to know what this woman did, this Jenna Griswold. And it's disgusting. And Tina Peters was just doing her job, as our other clerks made a backup of a computer before they came in and deleted our election. Remember, Jack, I'm being sued for billions of dollars, myself and MyPillow. And that's evidence that I needed, too. That's called spoliation. She spoiled, you know, evidence that I needed. Jenna Griswold wiped it out. You know, but lucky we had a copy of it, or we were very blessed to have a copy of it. When the Supreme Court voted 9-0, and I like what you said when we were talking, I've said a long time ago that the Supreme Court will end up voting 9-0 and not in a lot of issues, everybody. Now the things that have happened to our country over the past 3 years, remember, these justices have families, they have grandchildren, children, and they've seen our American dream and this country just getting destroyed. I believe, Jack, they're starving. They are starving for cases to get to them, including our election platforms, which the government deemed them, everybody, critical infrastructure. Our elections are deemed critical infrastructure. We have a huge case that's going to get to the Supreme Court, and I believe it within 2 weeks, Jack, and we're going to get the word out everywhere. When we make this announcement, my lawyers and myself, when we make this announcement, it's one thing the people need to know that it's at the Supreme Court so they can accept it. And I believe when they do it, it's going to be another 9-0. We're going to get a lot of 9-0s. And I believe that all the destruction over the last 3 years has helped people open their eyes, including this isn't a Democrat or Republican thing anymore. This is saving our country.
It should be about saving our country. And what this person in particular, talk to me about what Jenna Griswold's actions have done to you and the company.
What she's done, with the stuff that she's done, you go back with her, this should have been so easy. Back when I had my cyber symposium in the summer of 21, that's when Colorado did their thing. They did it in the spring. When she started her cover up in the spring, and she went, it's called the Trusted Bill, went in to delete Colorado. That started all my cancellation against MyPillow, all the attacks, everything. It's like, let's just attack my pillow over here, and over here we'll just cover up of this crimes that were committed against our country and against the people of the United States. She is, my phone, as everyone knows, when I went through a Hardee's a year and a half ago, a Hardee's restaurant, I get surrounded by the FBI from Colorado to take my phone. Jack, I don't have my phone back. The government ordered it. The judges in Minnesota ordered it to come back, and they haven't given it back yet. By the way, we're bringing that up another step. We're going after them again on that. That's coming out too, in about 2 weeks, I just found out from my lawyers.
Have you considered suing Jenna Griswold? I mean, I'm not going to ask you to give away any legal strategy, but have you considered suing her personally?
Absolutely. I tell my lawyers all the time, I want to go after her, Brad Raffensperger. There's a lot of it. I think we only have one Secretary of State I would trust in the whole country. I mean, you guys realize the Secretary of State that run our elections, they got infiltrated. It seemed like they infiltrated all of them. Jenna Griswold, though, is number one on the list. And I'll tell you, Jack, I wanted to go after her way back when, but now I think it's getting more and more with her cover-up and what she's done to me personally and my company, and she's right there at the top of the list. You know, when we get through this, right now I'm all about doing the plan to secure our elections. You guys can all find that at lindellplan.com, everybody, lindellplan.com. That's going great. But once we're through that, Jack, then we start going after people and going after people like Jenna Griswold, and I will be going after her and others.
Well, I certainly agree with that. Win first, and then all the people who stood against our country, who stood against the preservation and protection of our elections, should be the people that face consequences for this. And if jail is one of those consequences, then so be it. Jenna Griswold is somebody who quite directly has tried to interfere in stripping our ability to vote for a candidate off of the disenfranchised millions and millions of people. And she even argues, and that 9-0, even the liberals on the Supreme Court said that she has gone so extreme that she was trying to make a decision that would affect even states where she has no jurisdiction whatsoever. That is how power hungry this person is. We just got 1 minute left. Mike Lindell.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want a quick say about Jenna Griswold. Everybody, what you don't know is she's head of all the other Democrat Secretary of State. She's the mouthpiece for them. And you've got Crooked Brad down in Georgia. He's fighting for all the Republican Secretary of State. Jack, we get blocked all the time as we go into states like South Dakota. You get a Secretary of State there that the people put in. They go and meet with Brad Raffensperger. They come back like, no, we do not want paper ballots. I mean, it's like they get zapped. It's disgusting. So for this court to rule 9-0, the Supreme Court, against Jenna Griswold, we hit it right from the top. You know, don't do
Mike Lindell from the top ropes. Mike Lindell from the top ropes. But don't worry, folks. Don't worry about old Mike, because he lands in a bed of the softest pillows in the land. Mike Lindell, God bless you, sir.
Thank you. Thanks, Jack.
God bless. All right, everybody, go check it out. MyPillow.com. Promo code POSO. Everybody knows. Go support Mike Lindell. He's been on to Jenna Griswold for years longer than all of us.
Hey, you know, they talk about influencers. These are influencers. And they're friends of mine, Jack Posobiec. Where's Jack? Jack, he's done a great job.
And frankly, they work very quickly on something that will be spoken about 100 years from now and 200 years from now. Extremely important. Essentially, you cannot take somebody out of a race because an opponent would like to have it that way. And it has nothing to do with the fact that it's the leading candidate, whether it was the leading candidate or a candidate that was well down on the totem pole. You cannot take somebody out of a race. The voters can take the person out of the race very quickly, but a court shouldn't be doing that. And the Supreme Court saw that very well. And I really do believe that will be a unifying factor, because while most states were thrilled to have me, there were some that didn't, and they didn't want that for political reasons. They didn't want that because of poll numbers, because the poll numbers are very good. We're beating President Biden in almost every poll. New York Times came out yesterday with a very big poll for us. So they didn't like that, and you can't do that. You can't do what they tried to do.
All right, President Trump there. And if we can just very quickly get that reaction from Jenna Griswold. I wanted to make sure that we really can make sure the audience understands Jenna Griswold, Secretary of State of Colorado, her reaction to this.
My larger reaction is disappointment. I do believe that states should be able under our Constitution to bar oath-breaking insurrectionists. And ultimately, this decision leaves open the door for Congress to act to pass authorizing legislation. But we know that Congress is a nearly non-functioning body. So ultimately, it will be up to the American voters to save our democracy in November.
Wow. Just an incredible response there from Jenna Griswold. He's heard Mike Lindell, the most evil woman to walk the face of the planet, who belongs behind bars. Richard Barris, the People's Pundit, joins us now. Rich, let me get your reaction to this, because I got to say, man, I'm working on a piece at humanevents.com already on this. It's not even so much how bad this case was. It's the fact that she actually believed it, that she actually believed that we're going to write you up to the dean and they're going to take you off the ballot because of all of these. This is millennial girl boss energy. It's toxic. Yep. Millennial girl boss energy. Yes. And look, I looked it up. She's 39. She's childless. She's divorced. These are all just descriptors. Yep. I'm not attacking her personally. I'm just saying that this has become a force on the left like Taylor Lorenz and others. Rich Barris.
Yeah, I mean, we could have a conversation for an hour or more, Jack, about this. I mean, I'm right in the same age bracket. This is somebody who's not used to not getting her way. You know, the world, you know, anyone who grew up in the 80s and 90s knows what I'm talking about here. The world, handled these people with kid gloves. This is, you know, fanaticism at this point now. I mean, look at the eyes. Look at her eyes. This is a 9-0 decision. This is not a long party lines or ideological.
And she's defiant.
And she's not alone, Jack. They're on Twitter right now. They go on news networks, whether it's MSNBC, CNN, all of them, and they still try to act like they're credible and competent people. They're on X right now having absolute temper tantrums like their children who can't get their, you know, their term with the blocks that they want to use. This is a problem. This is like a pandemic in our epidemic.
Wait, how did you, by the way, know that that's exactly what my entire weekend was like between my 5-year-old and my 3-year-old?
I mean, because I got 3 of them myself, brother. I mean, this is exactly how it looks when your kid doesn't get their way. This is what it looks like. You can see her right there. I still believe you believe incorrectly. You fabricated a novel concept. It didn't fly even with the left-wing judges on the U.S. Supreme Court. Everybody heard you get humiliated during oral arguments. You don't have to be a lawyer to see it. Just like anybody when we release a poll, us, the New York Times, you know, that anybody can go through those numbers and basically have a concept of what was going on there. I mean, you can see an insane poll, even if you're not a pollster, you know, an insane argument, even if you're not a lawyer. This was not normal oral arguments when she went before these justices, Jack. They were bouncing off each other. When Ketanji Brown Jackson is bouncing off of Brett Kavanaugh, you know you have a problem. You know, when Alito is throwing things to Sotomayor and Kagan is like, you know what, on that note, let me take that because I kind of hear his point. I understand his point. You have a problem. I mean, there were people who have been observing the U.S. Supreme Court for news outlets for years. The correspondent who covers the Supreme Court for CBS News said this was one of the most, you know, ridiculous arguments she had ever heard posed, and it hit the most sharpest rebuttals from the justices that she's seen in 30 years. And yet she still has the audacity to go onto Twitter and make the case that there's something wrong with the Supreme Court. It can't be her, Jack. It can't be her and her argument. And then where did she end up?
The court. There's something wrong with the court. The court is wrong, or the law is wrong. You got Jamie Raskin up there already, and Eric Swalwell, and Debbie Wasserman Schultz are talking about how they're going to, we're going to push legislation, which, by the way, is not going to go anywhere in the House. Speaker Johnson isn't going to allow that. If he does, boy, he's going to be out of a job pretty soon. This isn't going to go anywhere. But they're saying that for their followers who don't know any better. And remember, we're still in Lent, so I have to be very, very nice today. Jenna Griswold is very, very lucky that this happened during my Lenten promise to be nice to people online.
And where did she end up at the end of that segment saying, I guess it'll just have to be up to the voters? What?
That she's spitting it out with disgust, that voters would be allowed the toxic, the horror of letting the voters vote. The absolute horror that you see on her face. That's what that is. It's this. This is not a mask. This is not someone who is being deceptive. No, there's no deception tells here. She is aghast at the very idea that people could be allowed to vote for Donald J. Trump tomorrow in her state, which they will, and he will be victorious.
Jack, we have a problem with, you know, mentally unstable fanatics in this country. And if this case does not show people, you know, with the brightest light, you know, being shined on them that can be shined, then I don't know what will. I mean, this is fanaticism, Jack. This isn't a disagreement. This isn't, I have my opinion. I see the law this way. You have it your way. This is her just refusing to accept that she has been, folks. When was the last time the Supreme Court sided with the conservative majority and came over in a unanimous decision in a landmark political case? When?
Let me ask you this. And here's this. You can't, of course. And this absolutely goes to your point about fanaticism. And I'm talking about specifically these liberal, like aging millennial, elder millennial, whatever the word, you know, proper term is supposed to be. and a lot of them are women. It has to be. When was the last, in an earlier era, in an earlier period like this, you would have heard, someone would resign. Somebody would resign. In British politics, they still resign. Somebody would resign if you got up there and you had one job and you had done your job so poorly that you just got embarrassed and humiliated in front of the entire country like this. You would fall on your sword and you'd say, you know what, for the good of the people of Colorado, the Supreme Court decided to go a different way. I'm respectfully tendering my resignation. That would be the honorable move here. That would be. That's not what Jenna Griswold's doing.
Is that's not her life experience. And again, for those of us who, you know, grew up in roughly the same generation, let's be real, Jack. Her lived experience is one where she's, you know, largely a privileged, protected class, and she's not used to not getting her way. So there is no shame here. And I've been trying to explain this to people all morning because they're really surprised by the reaction of the people who argued that this was a credible case, that this was a credible legal argument. And the truth of the matter is,
they all were saying it.
Fanatics don't have shame. Fanatics don't have any shame.
No,
they see the world as wrong. They're not going to be ashamed at this embarrassment. The world is wrong in her mind, in her tiny little mind. It's your fault. It's the justice's fault. They're calling. I mean, there are people out there who argued that this was a credible argument, now calling for the U.S. Supreme Court to be disbanded. They don't have any credibility. They're illegitimate. This is fanaticism. And we have to really I keep stressing this because we really have to understand not only, you know, where people are coming from, because we're in a point in our country, you know, there really is no bridging the divide. Donald Trump did do a masterful job going out there at that press conference. He talked about unity. I hope this unifies us. It will unify a majority, Jack. It will. And the line of that press conference was, Joe, fight your own battles. Don't send out the Griswolds. Don't send out the Smiths.
I love that Trump said that.
Annie Willis's, fight your own battles. Because
fight me like a man. Fight me man to man.
That's exactly right. That's what he was saying. And people who really aren't normies in politics, they're going to hear that the way you and I heard it. And they're not going to think that Ms. Griswold is like an aggrieved or, you know, a victim here of some Supreme Court that shot her down. And what are some of the reasons I've heard?
Yeah, Rich, I was just going to say he was speaking directly to the American people and to your point, to the people that are outside of politics, to the people who, you know, what is one of the most popular things in America is sports, right? People understand the concept of sports. They understand the concept of fairness. They understand the concept of saying, I want a fair fight. Don't try to disqualify me before the match because you said I didn't step on the scale right at the weigh-in or something. No, let's go straight up 12 rounds, one-on-one. The average voter understands that language in this country. They all speak it.
They do. And again, she's kind of on the fringe here. She may be indicative of a certain class of society where, you know, she very much is part of. But that is not something that the average normie voter deals with or sees every day, although they feel the impact of that system, but they don't deal with it on a daily basis. So they understand this. I mean, they are not going to look at her as if she's some victim of a Supreme Court that did something out of some of these justifications are ridiculous. Greed, corruption, ideology. No, you just lost. You look as if Elena Kagan or Justice Sonia Sotomayor has any reason to do that to her for Donald Trump. I mean, it's just insane. It's insane, Jack. Nobody's going
to
see it that
way. Rich Barris, we got a quick break coming up. I've got a lot to chop with you today. This is a huge banner win, but there's so much for us to understand because, folks, these aging millennial liberals are going to be around for a long time.
Jack, where is Jack? Where is Jack? Where is he? Jack, I want to see you. Great job, Jack. Thank you. What a job you do. You know, we have an incredible thing. We're always talking about the fake news and the bad, but we have guys, and these are the guys who should be getting Pulitzers.
All right, Jack Posobiec, the world is in flames. Bidenomics, a complete and total disaster, but it can and will not ruin my day. Do you know why? It's because I start every day with a hot America First cup of Blackout Coffee. Blackout Coffee, 100% Americana, 100% committed to conservative values from sourcing the beans to the roasting process, customer support and shipping. They embody true American values and accept no compromise on taste or quality. Look, I love my Blackout Coffee. Tante makes it for me in the weekend. She makes it for me in the weekdays. It's so good, and it can be good for you to power you, power your business, power your life. You can maybe even try to power a competitor to Human Events, but I don't recommend it. Go to blackoutcoffee.com/Poso and use promo code POSO20 for 20% off your first order. Easter is coming up. Give your friends and family the gift of being awake, not woke, with Blackout Coffee. That's blackoutcoffee.com/Poso, blackoutcoffee.com/Poso, promo code POSO20. Rich Barris is our guest. Rich, you know, I wanted to get into the New York Times poll, but I feel like there's so much more we need to talk about Jenna Griswold, because we keep seeing this archetype pop up again and again and again in politics and media and media and politics and Hollywood, et cetera, of this childless girl boss millennial energy where they think they can write you up to the dean and that's going to get you kicked out. They're used to getting their way. They've never had a situation that they faced before where they didn't get their way. And I'll tell you another thing, that a lot of this goes back to, this is why, and I've said this publicly a couple of times, I'm going to double down on it today. This is why I've said that I am against anti-bullying programs. It's true. It's true. Yeah. I'm against anti-bullying programs. And I'll tell you why.
I am too.
The reason is because it empowers people like this, like the hall monitors, to be sort of the end all be all when it comes to the schoolroom. And again, these are your formative years. And clearly this is someone, Jenna Griswold is clearly someone who is stuck in high school. They are used to people who acquiesce to their every whim. They, man, I have to be so hard to be nice. Is brown nosing? Can I say brown nosing? they're used to basically getting their way by buttering up the teachers and the principals and the deans. And if somebody's bullying, they go to the Jenna Griswolds and they say, "Oh, someone was mean to me," and they get involved, right? As opposed to people dealing with stuff one on one, like Trump is calling for. Rich Barris, just walk me through some of these ideas.
Yeah, and I want to say, too, that they're always the ones with these anti-bullying programs. They're always the ones to abuse that new order first. So their ability to go and run to somebody, to go rat somebody out or do this or get their way in some way, shape, or form.
They are rats.
They're the ones being protected by that system, and then they'll be the first ones who abuse it. As opposed to when a bully, you know, engages in bullying, somebody eventually just stands up to that bully, they get punched in the nose, and then they sit down and they're not a bully anymore. They were taught their lesson. The problem with this situation, the way that it's set up, and then we take that and we bring it into society, is that there is no place for the new bully, because that's what they create. They create new bullies like Griswold. And there's no point, there's no mechanism, there's no system where the Griswold bully runs into a force that says no more and they just accept it. No, they still think that they are entitled to get their way. They can get eviscerated at the U.S. Supreme Court, 9-0, and it's still them. You know, it's still somebody else who has the problem. It's still somebody else who's in the wrong. And so there's no natural way to put a stop to it. And again, you know, you couple that with ideology, Jack, and you get a dangerous fanatic. And that's what we're dealing with at this point in society. And it's should concern everybody greatly.
And so, man, I want to just talk about this for like the rest of the show, but we have to talk about what are the political ramifications of this. Because look, going into this, that New York Times Siena poll, I think was, and I take all Sundays, you know, because we're doing this for Lent as well. We do all Sundays, no screens. So just hung out, took the kids to the park. Went and, you know, played some tabletop games with the boys and read books and, you know, spent time outside, teach the little one, try to ride a bike. Didn't go so well, but, you know, we're working on it. And, but this New York Times poll, man, this New York Times Siena poll it just seemed like a nuclear detonation across the entire country over the weekend. And now, so couple that this with the 1-2 blast, the double blasted from both barrels of the shotgun. You've got the New York Times poll saying that Trump is crushing it across the demographics. And then the 9-0 decision at the Supreme Court. Things look, I mean, what else could you want going into a Super Tuesday?
Honestly, this is the result of them overstepping to some degree, because every time he wins a decision like this, because of course it's ridiculous. I mean, they should have just taken Jack if they wanted to have a case where they could try to slap the label of convict on him or felon on him, because that's their Hail Mary. If they wanted that, they should have put their eggs in one basket, which was a solid basket, because all of these, you know, flimsy baskets that are being destroyed, they're not holding the weight of Trump and it's just breaking in their arms and falling all over the place. Every time that happens, it makes the whole effort to stop him, you know, it paints them all with the same brush, is what I'm trying to say. And it's going to hurt them in the court of public opinion more and more. The New York Times poll mirrored, almost identical, our own poll. You know, I mean, there are just so much in there that are so similar. The share of the black vote, they have it 23%. We had it a little over 21%. White working class, Trump winning by low 60s to 27, 28. We had almost identical, the same thing. Women was a big talking point with a lot of liberals who were having a meltdown. We had women tied as well. So this is not an outlier. This is the result of them overstepping. And there's also this other issue they have to contend with, which they're not able to do so far. People just think Donald Trump was a better president. It's right there in the poll. You could see it clear as day. And they think their life was better when Trump was president. Think the economy was better. The world was more stable. And that is real irony, you know, considering all of the chaos, buddy. Extraordinary.
And it's quite strange too, because we have a situation in this election quite unlike any election that's been held in at least the modern era, given the past century or so, where you have an A/B test, right? So people can A/B test, this is the current president, and what are you guys doing with your, you know, with your majority in the Senate and your use of the White House? And let's say you've got the world in flames from, you know, from Europe to the Middle East. And here at home, you're spending all your time like trying to strip some guy off the ballot as opposed to just going out there and delivering for the voters. Some of their biggest issues, by the way, climate change, healthcare, abortion. You haven't seen the Democrats try to do anything on any of those issues for their voters. And as such, people can, and the average person, by the way, right now, what are they seeing? They're seeing the massive effects of the inflation that have gone on. And who does that going to hurt? The party in power.
And Jack, they have these real problems with their base that, you know, are just these internal contradictions that the Democratic Party has that really haven't been exploited until this time. You know, if he's not pro-Hamas enough, pro-Palestinian enough, then he could cost himself the state of Michigan. And we saw that last week with the primary. If he's too pro-Israel, that could happen. If he's not, and he's the other way, then he can cost them pretty much every other voter, you know? So they have these issues within their base. And the same thing goes with student loans. You know, he ignores the Supreme Court, tries to do something different with student loan forgiveness. Well, that's going to anger the educated white suburban voter who paid their student loans, Jack, right? That's going to bother them. And you can see the suburbs are basically tied in that poll. You know, I really don't know going forward, because you did bring up the A-B test. I don't know what's going to change unless the economy markedly improved. And I'm talking about without inflation running hot. They thought they had a grip on food and gas. And now this last month, it was shelter, right? So if they don't get a grip on that, it doesn't really matter what the jobs report says. People know that their wages are not growing fast enough, and that's going to hurt them. The world isn't still, you know, is still on fire.
It's so clear.
I just don't see how that improves in 8 months, nine months. Jack.
Huge points that you're making here, Rich Barris. We're coming up on a quick break. By the way, Michael Moore, we played him in the opening there, was desperately a valiant effort, Michael Moore. Please don't worry about Hamas anymore. It's about the white Christians and the Spanish Inquisition. That's the real enemy. Oh, Mike. Oh, man. By the way, Mike, maybe you should go talk to the auto workers in Michigan again. Remember, you used to talk about those guys. You seem to have forgotten about them, because here's a little secret. They don't like Biden either.
Long hours. I'm always listening to Human Events with Jack Posobiec.
All right, Jack Posobiec back live, Human Events Daily. You know, folks, I'd love for today to just be a day where we can, you know, dunk on Jenna Griswold and dunk on the libs and make fun of the Democrats for self-immolating in a way that I haven't seen in, you know, about 7 days or so. But in all reality, we do have a lot going on. Look, Trump's going to do great tomorrow, Super Tuesday. That's a given. Trump's doing great in the general. And I think, look, what can I say? People love a winner. People love a winner who is an underdog. That was President Trump today. That's the story coming out of the Supreme Court. But let me tell you something. The presidential immunity case is probably not going to be this resounding. And I would be surprised if the court rules for Trump on presidential immunity. You're going to see a split. And I would be surprised if they came down completely in favor of Trump when it comes to this. That being said, there's another case that the Supreme Court's looking at regarding some of the other J6ers, and we've talked with Julie Kelly about this as well, regarding the use of the obstruction charge, obstruction of official proceeding. In that case, I think that the Supreme Court will rule for Trump. Rich Barris, what say you on some of these other legal challenges when it comes to the president?
You know, I'm not a lawyer, but I talk to my lawyer friends, and on the left to the right,
same.
Jack, I got to agree with you on that. You have Bill Shipley, too, represents a lot of those defendants in the J6 cases. And on the issue of the obstruction issue, it seems like, you know, that is a gold mine for the press. I don't know anybody, even if they're being honest on the left, you know, as well, that argues that they have a very particularly strong argument. That's a huge chunk of Jack Smith's
case. It's a tall
order.
That's a tall order. Yeah. Tall order coming in on that.
The one thing I will say, though, is that in the case of Colorado, which does deal with, perhaps deals with how they'll rule on immunity, it did seem that the justices are looking, even the leftist justices, are looking beyond the impact to the presidency after Donald Trump leaves office. So, you know, this
as they should,
Trump, as they should. You know, when I had asked Greg Jarrett this, I said, Greg, you know, are we asking the Supreme Court to do too much because of this unprecedented lawfare? And he said something that was really interesting. It was simple. He said, no, we're asking them to do their job. This is their job. You know, so the issue of immunity does have grave consequences, point. Jack. Grave consequences. So while we know Chief Justice Roberts is always concerned with his image and the image of the Roberts Court, you know, what would that image look like if they allowed lawfare to destroy the office of the presidency? They'll go down. They'll be known for that, Jack. They'll go down in the history books for that. So we'll just have to see. You know, I mean, it's tough outside of the Colorado case. It's always tough, you know, to try to predict how these justices are going to rule. But, you know, it's rare. Let me just say this. I tend to agree with you, knowing nothing about, you know, the intricacies of the law here. I tend to agree with you because I have not come accustomed to seeing consecutive wins on big cases for the right. I'm not, I don't see it. I can't point to another instance where they ran the table like that, right? So there's usually some kind of compromise, in fact, like this.
Yeah, in fact, I would agree with you, and I would also argue that when I saw the 9-0, at least on the first part of today's decision, there's another subtext where the females on the court actually Barrett sided with the liberals, all three females, to say that they shouldn't have gone so far in the ruling as to say that only Congress can set this, that I would argue that because this did get the 9-0, that would also potentially set me to believe that some of these other challenges are not going to go so well for the president.
Yeah, and we're looking at it from a political point of view, but unfortunately, so does the court sometimes. Let's get real.
Of course they do. Of course they do.
You know, so in a perfect world, they would rule based on the law, and that would be it. And they're supposed to have lifetime appointments for that. But we have a very political chief justice right now. Very. There have always been different, you know, characters that lead the court and, you know, really have different concerns about how the rulings will make the court look, of course. But Chief Justice Roberts is really a doozy when it comes to this. I mean, this is a man who rewrote the Obamacare statute to make it work. He basically ignored the argument of the Solicitor General about whether Obamacare was a tax or not. This is somebody who's willing. We've seen him do it. Despite at that time Kennedy trying to woo him back, you know, and bring him back. Like, look, this may not go down for you the way you think it's going to go down. But we'll just have to see, because the issues we're talking about will have an enormous impact on the office itself. And Trump was smart. Let me just say this as well. Trump was smart to bring this up during the press conference today and talk about it in a way that everybody can understand. Like, look, if a president doesn't have, if they're not comfortable enough to explore different options and pull the trigger when they need to pull the trigger without worrying about their next political opponent coming after them for it, and then the office of the presidency will be crippled. And already,
you might as well not
there's
have
so
one.
Much damage. Yeah, might as well not have one, because there's so much damage that has been done to that office already in the name of getting Trump.
I think that what we could see is potentially a huge decision by the Supreme Court here, a huge opinion where they come in and outline, you know, really outline what the steps or sort of the categories of presidential immunity are, maybe even create a series of tests to determine what is an official act of the president or which is not, or at least give, you know, essentially their recommendation to Congress that, hey, Congress should really specify this. Because again, you know, it is something where it is of the utmost importance, and these questions have not come up before, but guess what? We become so politicized as a country. Look, and I just got to say, I tweeted this earlier, but the Democrats just got caught trying to steal the 2024 election and crashed and burned in front of the Supreme Court. They're trying to steal the election. We just got to say it. Rich Barris, final minute.
Yeah, I mean, and look, this is like, you know, we were talking about the New York Times poll. You have to understand what we're dealing with here. You look at somebody like Griswold, you look at all the people who flipped out over the weekend. I mean, these are the original election deniers, Jack. These are the original poll deniers.
Yes.
These are the original riggers of different things. They have been doing this for years, many, many years. They started Unskew the Polls before it was ever a movement in 2012 for Mitt Romney among his surrogates. You know, they objected to electors long before Republicans ever tried. So, you know, buckle up. This is who they are.
Buckle up, ladies and gentlemen. Go follow Rich Barris, peoplesplanet.locals.com. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, you have my permission to lay it through.